就在我们的当中。主，真的有您我们就够了，有您我们的心就满足。主，我们相信你有话要对我们说。主，求你叫我们有一个受教者的耳朵，求你更开启我们的心门，除去一切从世界、从情欲、从魔鬼来的意念，叫我们的心能够平静安稳在你的面前。主，我们感谢您为我们预备了您自己的仆人们，不但是在整个的聚会里面，在每一个 workshop 里面，也在我们日常的生活当中，叫我们真实说，在这里我们遇见了耶稣。主，我们相信你永远不离开我们。主，巴不得愿你自己随时随地带领我们，我们把你的仆人恭恭敬敬地交在你的手里，叫我们能够接受您所愿意我们得着的话语。我们这样的祈祷交托奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。请坐。
在这个时候，和很多在教会中或者查经班里面的做领袖的弟兄姊妹在一起有交通。
Grateful is my heart to be here with all of you, especially brothers and sisters of the Bible study groups, to share our Lord Jesus.
今天我愿意跟大家思想一段经文，在罗马书第六章。
Today I would like to share with you a passage from the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 6.
罗马书第六章，我们就可以从第一节看完到第五节。
Chapter 6 of the Epistle to the Romans, verse 1-5.
我先用国语把它读一遍。这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也必要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism unto death, so that we, as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his.
保罗把福音讲得非常的容易。
Paul has explained the gospel very clearly.
他说你只要信耶稣就行了。
As if only if you believe in Jesus Christ, that will, you will do.
你的生活怎么样不要紧。
As if the way that you conduct your life is not important.
因为我们的救恩就靠着信心。
Because our salvation depends on faith.
而且神的恩典非常的丰富。
And also the grace of God is abundant.
是在第五章第二十节那里保罗曾这样说。
In 5:20, Paul says,
只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
That is to say, wherever sin abounds, grace also abounds.
所以我们犯多少罪没有关系。
It seems that no matter how much you sin, it doesn't matter.
反正神的恩典非常的丰富。
As if the grace of God is sufficient.
你犯的罪少一点，主用一点恩典就可以把你赦免了。
If you sin less, then the grace of God will deliver you.
如果你要犯罪多一点，那么神多施一点恩典就够了。
If you sin more, then the grace of God will be more abundant.
你越犯罪多呢，越给神一个机会多彰显一点他的恩典。
So apparently, it seems that if you sin more, the grace of God will be revealed the more.
所以你实际上犯罪越多呢，对神越有好处。
So if you sin more, it seems that God will benefit more.
因为给神一个机会来彰显他的恩典。
Because it seems that you will give God a chance to manifest his grace.
当时罗马的基督徒可能有些人有这么一种错误的观念。
It seems that many Christians in Rome have this wrong conception.
所以这里说我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
That is why Paul says that can we still live in sins to let grace abound?
保罗说断乎不可。
Paul said by no means.
这个断乎不可这个字是一个非常难翻译的字。
That word by no means is a hard word to translate.
我们中间有很多人念希腊文，你知道这个字的意思。
Many of us among you know Greek.
如果我要把这个字翻了，我这样翻法。
But if you ask to translate this word, it will be difficult.
我说它应该翻作岂有此理。
Seriously, no, you can't do that.
这个道理，这种教训根本就不合理。
Because this kind of doctrine seems to be very paradoxical.
你怎么能够说我犯罪越多越能够叫神的恩典显多呢？
How can you say that when we sin more, the grace of God will be more abundant?
保罗下面给我们解释说，如果你要这么想，你就是没有明白救恩的意义。
Paul continues to say that if you understand this verse in this way, you are not able to comprehend the truth.
因为实际上你做了基督徒了，并不是说你好像去天堂买了保险一样。
Because actually, for a Christian, it doesn't mean that he has got a passport to heaven.
好像你 一信耶稣了，你就有保证了，说我什么都不用担心了。
It doesn't mean that when you have received Christ, you don't have to pay attention to anything.
好像你就已经达到你的生活的目标了。
As if you have already arrived at the goal of life.
保罗说不是如此。
Paul said that it is not so.
你信了耶稣，如果你做了基督徒了，实际上只是一个新的生命的开始。
Because when you have accepted Jesus, that is only the starting point of your new life.
但是你如果要真正能够这么样开始，
But if you want to enter into the new life,
那你需要过一个真正新开始过的一个生活。
And to conduct in the new style of life.
那保罗下面就给我们解释啊。
Paul continues to explain to us what that means.
如果我们向这个方向来走，
If you head towards this direction,
我们最终的一个目的是什么？
What is the primary goal of
that? 他也 给我们解释说这个根基是什么。
He also explains to us what is the foundation of this.
如果我们要能够做成这么样的一个生活，
If you can succeed in this way of Christian life,
那我们必须要建立在这么一个根基上面。
You have to found your life upon a solid foundation.
然后我们才能够有这么样生活的表现。
Before you can manifest the newness of life.
整个保罗这个教训呢，我们可以就用他这里的第五节这个圣经呢来把它归纳起来了。
The whole teaching of St. Paul can be summarized in verse 5.
这里保罗说，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也必要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Paul here says that for if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his.
保罗说，如果我们要真能够有这么样的一个生活的表现，我们必须要先与主联合。
Paul emphasized that if you want to live this kind of new life, you have to be united with Christ himself.
这里保罗用的与主联合的这个字是一个很特别的字。
This union with Christ is a very significant word.
虽然我们中文在很多地方啊，都翻有联合的这个字。
Although in Chinese it is translated by the mere word united.
但是这里保罗用的这个字在别的地方没有用过。
Here the word in Greek,is a particular word used in this place.
非常少用，是一个非常专门的一个字。
It is a very technical word, rarely used.
这是一个是一种特别的一种术语，好像。
It is a technical term uniquely employed.
大家可能在果木园里边，如果你要看过他们工作，你就知道这个字的意思了。
If you have experience working with the government administration,
果木园这个。
If you work in a garden, orchard.
这个，假若比如说你这里种了一棵，苹果树。
If you have an apple tree,
这个树结出的果子很小，很酸，不好吃哈。
And the fruit comes out to be very bitter.
你说这个树没有用处，把它砍掉丢掉吧。
You may say that that tree does not give you too much, so you cut it off.
但是懂得果木树的人他说，你不要砍掉它，有用处。
But people who are experts in working with the orchard will tell you not to do so.
他说，你可以把这个树的上面的一个枝子把它砍掉。
They will tell you to prune the tree and cut off those dead branches.
然后你找一棵好的苹果树。
So you get a better apple tree.
你从那个树上砍一个树枝过来。
You cut off a branch from that good tree.
把那个树枝呢，跟你这个不好的这个树啊，把它接连到一起。
So you add the two parts together.
在果木树里面叫做接枝的那个工作。
This kind of pruning process.
你把那个两个把它接到一起了。
When the two are united together,
然后叫它慢慢的生长成一个生命了。
The two will grow up together to have one life.
那么你等它慢慢再长了叶子，再开了花，再结了果子。
So when it continues to grow, to give flowers and fruit,
那你再尝尝那个果子，和原来不一样了。
When you taste the new fruit, it will be totally different.
但是生命虽然还是原来的那个生命。
The life seems to be the old one.
但是得了一个新的生命的来源在里面。
But it has received a new origin of life.
所以这时候结出的果子和旧时的果子不同了。
That is why the new fruit will be different from the old one.
那么这里保罗用的这个联合这个字呢，就是这个接枝的这个字的那个意思。
Here the word used by Paul carries this significant meaning.
那么你如果这么样把那两个树枝和树身连到一起啊。
So when these two parts are grown together,
你不能够说就把它两个好像用一个绳子把它绑到一起就行了。
You just cannot use string to bind them.
用别的方法把它合到一起就可以了。
Or using other artificial means to combine them.
你如果用绳子把它绑到一起，当时你可以把它绑得很牢固啊。
Although you can bind them together in a very tight way.
但是过几天上面那个枝子就会枯干了。
Some day later, the trees and also it will give dead leaves.
如果它能够结果子，必须要让这两个树的生命接连到一起。
Because if the tree has to give rise to fruit, the two will combine together to give one life.
不是单单表面的联合。
It is not on the surface.
是那里边最中心的地方，生命把它接连到一起。
It is the core of life that is inside which matters.
这里保罗用的这个比喻就形容我们和主联合的那种关系。
Here Paul's metaphor reveals to us the importance of uniting with Christ.
我们正如同昨天晚上我们所听过的，
Last night we heard the message.
我们和主的关系并不是说表面上发生一个关系就行了。
Our relation to our Lord Jesus does not lie in external superficiality.
你表面上可以和主联合得很好。
On the outside, you may appear to be united with Christ.
你表面上可能和教会联合得很好。
Externally, you may show that you are a good member of the church.
你表面上可能和查经班或者团契联合得很好。
In the same way, you may conduct your pattern with the fellowship of the Bible group.
但是如果我们的生命没有这么样和主联合到一起，
But if your life has no union with that of Christ,
这个生命没有办法真正能够长大。
Your life can never grow.
这个生命没有办法能够结出是真正的果子来。
It can never bring forth fruit.
保罗说，我们如果要真正叫生命能够有长大，
Paul emphasized that if you have to grow in your new Christian life,
我们必须要与主真正的联合到一起。
You have to give forth to a true union with our Lord Jesus.
今天我们的生命如果没有和主联合到一起，
Today if our life is not truly united with that of Christ,
那你外表上不论能够做出多么好的表现来，
No externality will matter.
那个只不过是暂时的。
The fruit will only be temporary.
如同我们的，我不久以前看到一个故事，写的叫做“圣诞树一样的基督徒”。
Years back, I read of a story telling about a Christmas tree kind of a Christian life.
圣诞树上面挂着很多很好看的东西。
Because people used to decorate the Christmas tree.
但是那个不是树结出来的。
But this is not the true kind of fruit.
那是别人挂在上面的。
It is what people hang on the tree.
很多时候基督徒的生活表现呢，就是如同圣诞树上面挂上那些个装饰品一样。
On many occasions we find that our Christian life show forth things like that of a Christmas tree.
表面上看起来很好看。
It looks good when you judge from the appearance.
但是那个不是生命的果子。
But it is not the fruit of life itself.
保罗说，如果我们要生命真正能够像一个有基督徒的表现，应当是在生命里面先与主联合。
Paul stressed the importance of being truly united with Christ if you want to manifest the newness of life.
然后保罗这里给我们形容这种联合的两方面。
Paul then continued to describe two important aspects of this new life.
他说，我们要在他死的形状上与他联合。
Paul said that we have to be united with Christ like Jesus' death.
然后也必要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Then we are also united with him in a resurrection like his.
我们要在主死的形状上与他联合。
We are united with Christ in his death.
在第十节保罗告诉我们说，
In verse 4, it is said,
In
verse 10, it is said,
他死是向罪死了，只有一次。
The death he died to sin once for all.
今天我们如果在主死的形状上与他联合
，If we are united with Christ in His death，
也必须有这个向罪死的这个经验。
We also have this experience of dying to sin。
我们必须要真正有个向罪死亡的经验。
We have to die to sin and have this experience。
保罗在很多不同的经文里边，用不同的方式来形容这句话。
In different passages, Paul describes this truth in different way。
我们和主耶稣同钉十字架。
We are united with Christ upon the cross。
向世界来说，我已经死了。
Crucified to the world。
不论用什么样的名词来解释。
No matter what you describe it。
同样的一个意思。
It is the same meaning that carries.
我们必须要向罪有一个死的经验。
We have to experience the dying to death.
如果真正知道了与主一同联合是什么意思
，What is the meaning of being united with Christ？
那我们不能够有没有过一个向罪死的经验。
We cannot do if we don't have this experience of dying to sin.
有一个真正在灵里面经验过罪恶的可怕。一个恨无罪恶、畏罪悔改的经验。
It is the experience in the spiritual sphere of being terrified by the horror of sin and the willingness to repent to sin.
很多时候，我觉得今天的基督徒在这方面的经验太过贫乏了。
On many occasions, I found that many Christians have shallow experience of this.
今天在什么场合里边，我们能够见到有基督徒有一个？觉得恨无罪、畏罪悔改的这么个经验。
Do we see on some occasions that Christians have this fear and this experience of dying to sin？
我们太少见这件事情了。
We have witnessed too few occasions like this。
在初期教会基督徒信主的时候
，During the time of the early church，
他们觉得罪。在心里面扎心的一种感觉。
They felt the burden and the load of sin in their heart.
他们觉得在罪的里面觉得自己好像难过担当不了的一种感觉。
They were hurt and they were burdened by sin and its terror.
但是今天有多少基督徒有过这个经验呢
？However, how many of us today who have similar experience?
也许有很多说这是我们做传道人的一个错处。
Perhaps that is also the mistake that we full-time Christian workers have.
我们把福音传得太容易了。
We preach the gospel in a too easy way.
你信耶稣就好了。
If you believe in Christ, that will be all right.
有很多时候我们讲的好像你信耶稣呢对神有很大好处那么一件事情。
It seems that when you believe in Jesus, what is good is to God.
我们没有想到，如果你不信耶稣，那个结果是多么可怕。
We have not thought too much about the consequence of not accepting Jesus.
没有想到为什么耶稣需要上十字架才能够救我们。
We have not considered in a careful way why Jesus had to go to the cross and die there.
在教会历史里边，我们常常看到这样的事情。
In the history of the church, we have witnessed many occasions.
当神的灵在人心里边工作的时候
，When the Spirit of God works in the heart of men，
有真正属灵的复兴的时候
，When there is a true spiritual revival，
我们看见永远有一个畏罪悔改的这么一个特别的表现。
There was always a willingness to repent of sin，
觉得罪的可怕
，to the fear of sin，
恨恶罪恶。
We hate sin.
为罪恶痛哭流泪的悔改。
We cry and we murmur because of sin.
但是今天有多少基督徒有过为罪流泪的经验呢
？However, how many of us today who have this experience of crying and weeping because of our own sins?
有很多基督徒信了主以后，继续在罪里生活，没有一点感觉一样。
Many of us continue to sin without feeling the terror of sin.
觉得。这个罪好像没有关系，不大要紧。
As if sin or not doesn't matter to our life.
没有想到罪的代价是多么可怕。
We have not pondered upon the wages of sin.
没有想到罪本身是多么可怕的一件事情。
We have not given thought to the terror and the horror of sin itself.
很多基督徒在罪里面生活，觉得随随便便、平平常常。
Many of us continue to live in a sinful way in a casual manner.
不论信主多久了
，No matter how old we are in a Christian life，
那些个罪恶在生活里面好像完全不要紧，完全没有感觉到它的可怕一样。
the people don't feel the impact of sin in their life.
保罗说，如果我们真正要在灵里边能够有盼望、有长进。
Paul emphasized that if we want to grow in a spiritual way in our Lord Jesus,
必须有一个向罪死的经验。
We have to have this experience of dying to sin.
认清楚了罪的可怕。
We recognize the terror of sin.
有一个恨恶罪恶、为罪恶痛哭流泪悔改的经验。
We have to develop the hatred for sin and the willingness to weep and to cry because of our sins.
但是另外一方面，保罗告诉我们说
，On the other side, Paul also says,
我们不单要在主死的形状上与他联合。
Not only are we united with Christ in a death like His,
我们也必须要在他复活的形状上面与他联合。
Certainly, we are also required to be united with Him in a resurrection like His.
下面保罗也给我们解释说呀。
In the following, Paul also explains to us,
主耶稣活是向神活着。
Jesus lives, He lives to God.
永远活着。
In an eternal way,
向正义活着。
For the sake of truth.
死是向罪死，一次就结束了。
He dies to sin once for all.
但是活是继续不断的活着。
He lives to God in a continuous way.
是向神活着。
It is for God that he lives.
脱离罪了，在正义的面前能够表现出生命的记号来。
A total departure from sin and a total submission to truth and righteousness.
照样，我们今天如果要在主复活的形状上与他联合。
In a similar way, if we would like to live in a resurrection like Christ,
我们也必须要向正义活过来。
We have to live on behalf of righteousness.
向罪死是必须的。
We have to die to sin, which is a necessity.
脱离罪恶。
Depart from sin.
但是单单向罪死，不能够表现出来我们属灵生命的意义。
But if we only dwell in this aspect of dying to sin, it does not manifest completely the meaning of life.
我们应当向罪死。
We have to die to sin.
但是单单向罪死还不够。
Only this part is not adequate.
如果我们单单注重向罪死了。
If we only emphasize the importance of dying to sin.
那我们整天的生活里面好像有一种消极的一种感觉。
So our whole daily life will carry a pessimistic note.
我不做这个做事情了，不做那个事情了。
We don't do this, we don't do that.
不犯这个罪了，不犯那个罪了。
We don't sin this way or that way.
很多时候基督徒就有这么一种态度。
On many occasions, we have found living our life in this way.
觉得我应该不做这个，不做这个，不做这个。
Thinking that there are many don'ts in our lives.
当然，那些个罪不应当去犯。
Of course, there are many things that we ought not to do.
但是那个不犯罪那些个态度呢，不能够成为我们唯一的基督徒的记号。
However, the slogan, not to sin,cannot manifest the true significance of a Christian life.
我不吸烟，不喝酒，不打牌，不看电影。
I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't gamble, I don't see movies.
当然这些是应当的。
All these things are necessities in a Christian life.
但是如果我们把生活的重点单单放在这些事情上面。
However, if we place the center of our life on these negative aspects,
我不做这个，不做这个，不做这个，不做这个。
I don't do all these things.
那些个非基督徒看见我们的生活呀
，An unchristian life will judge.
他说：“你这个生活整天就是不做不做不做。
”That our life consists in negatives.
那么你生活到底做什么呢
？So what is the positive side of your life?
你不能整天什么都不做，是不是
？How can you conduct your life in a totally negative way?
当然，我们基督徒不应当犯罪。
Of course, we Christians should never sin.
但是单单不犯罪不一定表明我们属灵的生命好。
However, solely not to sin cannot show forth the goodness of a Christian life.
你单单不打牌、不看电影、不吸烟、不饮酒，不一定就证明你属灵的生命有长进。
Not to smoke, not to gamble, and not to see movies, all these things does not show forth the growth of maturity of the Christian life.
我再说，我不是说我们应当做那些事情。
Let me emphasize that all these things we should not do.
但是并不是说你单单不做这样事情就显得你属灵了。
But this negative abstention cannot show that you are a spiritual Christian.
假若你单单不吸烟、不喝酒、不打牌、不看电影，就表示你属灵的话
，If your Christian maturity is manifested in your denying smoking, drinking, going to movies, all these things，
那么我们到殡仪馆里面去看看，那些个人都很属灵。
We can see that there are many people conducting this spiritual life in this manner。
我说在殡仪馆里面去死尸都很熟练。
殡仪馆是什么？
殡仪馆 ，mortuary 啊 ，funeral
home，mortuary 啊。
那些个死尸他也不吸烟，也不喝酒，也不打牌，什么都不做。
All these cops will not do all these things。
但是他并不是真正有属灵的表现。
But they do not have the spiritual manifestation。
但是很多时候我们就有这么一种观念。
On many occasions, we have similar concepts.
我们把我们整个基督徒生活的表现都放在一个消极的一方面了。
As if we throw our whole thrust of Christian life on these negatives.
我们给结果给我们四周围的人一种非常消极的一种感觉。
As if we are showing forth a life of negativity and pessimism.
所以那些个不信的人说，哦，做基督徒就是不做这个，不做这个就好了。
So many non-Christians will apparently judge that to be a Christian.Is not to do all these things.
而且呢，如果我们要是单单有这么一种消极的感觉呀，消极的重点。
So if we just try to lay the emphasis of Christian life on these aspects,
我们很容易能够养成一种觉得我比你好的这么一种态度。
We will easily cultivate a kind of attitude holy than thou.
你看电影，我不看电影，我比你好。
You go to movies, but I don't, so I am more righteous.
你吸烟，我不吸烟，我比你好。
You smoke, but I don't, so I'm better than you.
所以，如果你要是单单把这个重点放在消极一方面
，So if we try to lay our emphasis on these negative aspects,
那么你很容易养成了一种觉得我比别人都好，因为我不做这些事情。
You may cultivate an attitude that you are better than others.
我们如果要真正在主复活的形状上与他联合
，However, if we are also united with Christ in His resurrection,
我们在向神活的一方面应该有生命的表现。
We should show forth some life characteristic in the newness of life.
要属灵生命的果子结出来。
It is the bringing forth of spiritual fruit.
加拉太书第五章那里，保罗告诉我们说，圣灵所结的果子。
In Galatians chapter 5, Paul says of the Spirit's fruit.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Mercy, joy, and peacefulness.
忍耐、恩慈、良善
，endurance, kindness, and the others。
那么这些的果子，如果我们真正在生命里面把它表现出来呀
，if we can demonstrate this important fruit of our Christian life，
你永远也不能够觉得我自己比别人好。
You will never feel that you are really righteous inside。
我要追求有爱心的话呀
，if you are trying to pursue love。
我永远也不会觉得我比你的爱心多，所以我比你好了。
You will never have the attitude that your love will be more than others, so I'm better than others.
我越追求爱心的表现，我越发现我自己的爱心不够。
If you are pursuing love, you will find that you are lacking in love.
我越爱人，我越觉得我需要更多的去爱人。
If you love others more,The feeling of yearning to love them more will be in you.
你永远也不会觉得我比你好那么一种感觉。
You will never possess the feeling that you are better than others.
你在别人的面前如果真正有爱心的表现
，If before people you really have this love for others,
这个爱不会给别人一种消极的一种感觉。
You will not demonstrate to others a negative way of life.
我们如果真正在主死的形状上与他联合了
，If we are really united with Christ in a death like His,
我们也必须在他复活的形状上与他联合。
It is necessary that all of us will be united with Christ in a resurrection like His.
我们如果真正向罪死了
，If we are truly died to sin,
也必须要向义活过来。
In a similar way, we have to live.To righteousness.
我每逢有一个向罪死的经验
，Every time when we have this experience of dying to sin，
必须同时有一个向神活过来的经验。
Simultaneously, we have the similar experience of living to God.
有一件事情，我说我不做这个了。
Let us not do something.
如果我说对这件事我不做
，If we say that let me not do this，
那我同时就应当说我另外一件事你要做。
On the other way。We want to do some other thing.
我不能够单单停止在我不做上面。
We cannot just stop in denying an act or a deed.
我必须要积极地表现出来我要做的那个是什么。
We have to continue to show forth the fact that we have to do something positive.
我不用时间去犯罪。
We don't want to sin.
那我用这个时间来做什么？
So we use the time of not sinning to do something positive.
我不去恨我的弟兄。
We are not going to hate our brothers.
我应当有一个同时爱我的弟兄的表现。
We have to show at the same time the love for our brothers.
我不去追求满足肉体的欲望。
We don't want to pursue the pleasure of our flesh.
我同时要追求灵里边的满足。
So on the other way, we have to pursue for the satisfaction in the spirit.
我不用时间去满足我自己的喜好。
We don't give time to please our own self to perform our hobbies.
我同时用我的时间去追求遵行神的旨意。
At the same time, we try to follow the will of God.
什么时候我们把重点如果单单放在消极的那一方面。
So if we just try to place our focus on the negative aspect of life.
那我们整个生活的基督徒的生活呢就变成了一个非常不平均的生活了。
The whole Christian life will be very much unbalanced.
很多时候基督徒的表现就是为这个原因失掉了那个见证的力量。
On many occasions, this kind of negative manifestations of a Christian life will bring nothing apart from the impression that there is a lack of power from the Christian.
别人说信耶稣怎么回事？信耶稣就是不做这个，不做这个，不做这个。
People will judge that a Christian only shows that he or she does not do many things.
因此，信耶稣他说是一个非常枯燥的生活。
So the Christian life, apparently to the non-Christian, is like a very much isolated and narrow business.
信耶稣好像就是一个只想复活的形状上与他联合。
After we have been united with our Lord Jesus in a death like his,
那么保罗下边就给我们解释说呀
，Paul continues to tell us,
如果我们这么样与主联合了
，If in a way we are united with Christ,
那结果会怎么样呢
？What is the consequence of this union?
在第四节保罗这里说呀
，Paul tells us in this verse,
如果我们这么样与主联合
，If we are united with Christ.
就是叫我们的一举一动有新生的样式。
We have to show forth in a new pattern our words, our deeds, and our thoughts.
换句话说，我们整个的生活应该有一个新的表现。
In a word, it is a whole new orientation in our life.
整个的生活应该和过去不一样了。
The total life will be changed.
那我们可以用这个来衡量一下我们基督徒生活的表现。
This criteria of newness will be a good way to measure our Christian maturity.
我的生活里面有没有新生的表现
？You can ask yourself, do I have manifest the newness of life?
有没有一个新生的样式
？Is it a new style?
我的生活，今天的生活和我没有信主时候生活有什么不同的地方
？You can judge whether.Your life today is different, and in what manner is it different from the life in your past?
你过去是一个很对人很关心的人。
In the past, you were those people who are concerned with others.
你很会关心别人，很会迁就别人。
You knew how to concern others and how to be considerate.
啊，这是一个非常好的表现。
This is a good way of life.
所以信了耶稣了，你还照样会迁就别人，会关心别人。
So after you have become a Christian, you conduct this considerateness for others in a similar way.
感谢主。
This is what we should thank God for.
但是这个不一定是真正那个新生的表现。
However, this may not necessarily mean a new way of Christian life.
你的本性就是如此。
Because your nature, your human nature, is of this character.
不是一个属灵生命的表现。
It may not be a manifestation of the spiritual life.
我们应该经常用我自己的生活和我比方说过去的生活来比较一下。
Constantly, we do have to compare our life present with that one in the past.
我今天的生活和我一年以前的生活表现有没有不同的地方
？We can ask ourselves whether our life today is different from that one a year ago.
在我爱主的心上面
，When I have this love for others，
在我属灵的追求上面
，In my Christian growth，
在我生命见证的表现上面
，In my Christian testimony before others。
我今天信主三年了，或者五年了
，After five of 3 years of a Christian life.
我今天的生命的表现和我刚刚信主的时候有什么不同的地方没有？
What are the differences between your Christian life now and that before?
如果我真正在生命上与主联合到一起了，
If we are truly united with Christ in life,
那我整个的生命应当不再是我自己原来的那个生命的表现了。
Our whole life orientation should never be the same as before.
而是一个新的生命，是主的生命在我里边表现出来。
It is a new life, a God-oriented life manifested from you.
但是在这里我们需要留意一件事情啊。
In this place, we should pay attention to a particular point.
特别我们要看一看这里罗马书第六章第六节的这个教训。
Especially in verse 6 of the 6th chapter.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再罪做罪的奴仆。
We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the sinful body might be destroyed.
这句话呢，给了很多人很多的困难。
This text has given to many interpreters difficulty.
我们和主同钉十字架了，为的是叫我们的罪身灭绝。
We are crucified with Christ so that our sinful body may be destroyed.
就如同前面说了，我们和主联合在一起，不再是我的生命了，是一个新的生命表现出来了。
In a similar way that previously Paul mentioned about our dying and our uniting with God.
那么既然我不再是我的生命了，那么我自己的生命就没有了。
So it is not our life. So is it true that our life is already vanished?
我有新的生命的表现了。
I have the newness.Of our life.
应该把我的罪身除掉了。
I have to do away with my sinful nature.
为这个原因，很多人就有这么一种主张，说我可以把我自己的罪恶完全把它除掉。
Many people will explain this text in a way that he or she can forget completely the sinful aspect of life.
当然，如果能够把我生活里面的罪完全除掉，那当然最好了。
Definitely, it is excellent if a person can forget and will never sin again.
我可以叫罪身灭绝。
That is really the meaning, apparently.
但是
having the sinful body destroyed.
但是圣经上讲的那个意思是不是如此呢？
But what is the true meaning in this passage?
这里保罗用的叫罪身灭绝这个字，也是一个很难翻译、很难解释的字。
This word that describes the destruction of the sinful body is another hard word to explain.
这个字是由两个字组成的。
This is a combination of two words.
那个字的基本的意思啊，并不是把它毁灭、把它除掉。
The root meaning of this word does not lie in destruction.
两个字的意思，一个字呢是工作的表现。
One of the words means a showing forth of the working process.
然后有加上一个相反的字。
And then an opposite word is added to it.
这意思就是说呀，叫那个罪身呢不再有表现。
So the combination gives rise to the meaning that the sinful body does not show forth its characteristic.
意思就是说，不给他一个机会来表现他自己。
That is to say, not to give it any opportunity to show forth itself.
并不是把我们那个罪身把它除掉。
It doesn't mean the complete destruction of the sinful body.
乃是叫我们那个罪身不再有表现。
But to say.That we give it no opportunity to show forth itself.
因为我已经和主耶稣同死了。
Because I have been died with our Lord Jesus.
那你要留意保罗这里用的这个字啊，他非常小心呐。
We have to give more attention to the way that Paul used this word.
在第五节，保罗并没有说我们和主同死。
In verse 5, Paul does not say that we are died with Christ.
保罗说我们若在他死的形状上与他联合。
But Paul said that if we die,In a fashion like Christ died.
因为这里保罗讲的是一个属灵的真理。
Because this is what Paul means, a spiritual significance.
而不是一个物质方面实际上肉体上面的一个经验。
It is not to be understood in a physical sense.
是灵里边和主同死。
It is to be interpreted in a spiritual manner.
因为基督死是在肉体上面被钉在十字架上了。
Because Christ died in a physical way.
我们需要和主一同经验这个死亡。
We have to share the similar experience as Christ.
却不是把我们的肉体钉在十字架上。
but not in a physical bodily way.
而是在我们灵里边要和主同死。
But in our spirit, we share the physical death of Christ.
那我们怎么样在灵里边和主同死呢？
But how can we experience in a spiritual way the physical death of Christ?
保罗说，就是使罪身灭绝。
We died and we caused the sinful body to be destroyed.
那怎么样使罪身灭绝呢？
But how is the destruction?
就不叫我们这个肉身的生活，这个老我的生活有表现自己的机会。
It means that we should never give any chance, any opportunity to the old sinful body to show forth its characteristic.
叫它不再有它肉体原来有的那个力量。
So that the power, the sinful power that develops from this sinful body.
不给他有工作的机会
is not to be given any chance of operation.
不叫他有表现的能力
so that it does not work.
因为他在原则上面已经和主耶稣同钉十字架了
because in principle, this sinful old body has been crucified with Christ.
一个死人呢，他不再有表现了
A dead person has no way to show his life.
他不再有机会来表示他的意见了。
There is no opportunity for this dead person to show his opinion.
你怎么样，不论怎么样待他，他不再有反应了。
No matter how you deal with this corpse, there will be no response.
我们里面那个老我就应当如此。
So our old nature should behave like this.
我们需要把它当作一个死的东西来看它。
We have to regard our sinful nature like a dead corpse.
如同在第十一节保罗告诉我们说
Like what Paul has given to us in verse 11
你们向罪也当看自己是死的
So you also must consider yourself dead to sin
我们那个东西没有死啊
We are not dead
因为死了你就不用看他是死的了
Because if we are dead you don't have to consider yourself as
你需要把他当死的来看就表明他没有死
However, if you are to consider yourself as dead, you are not actually a dead person.
那我们就需要这么样来对待我们里边那个老我罪恶的那个力量。
So the question is, how are we going to regard and to consider the power that comes from the sinful old nature that lies in our midst?
我可以举这么样一个例子。
I can give one example.
有一个小孩子，就说。几岁的一个小孩子非常的活泼非常好玩
There is a small kid who is very lively and interesting
四五岁的一个小孩子
four to five years of age
非常的活泼
very lively and vivid
在家里边呢就是很喜欢讲话什么话都很讲
very outspoken and willing to talk to others
有一天呢小孩子在外边玩
on one day the boy played outside
那么家里面有客人来了和妈妈在那里谈话
Many guests came to the house and talked to the mother
孩子玩完了到差不多时候回家要吃饭了
The boy was tired after the game and he returned to eat in the house
回去看见家里进家里房里一看啊，妈妈跟客人在谈话
Seeing many people in the house and mother talking with the guests
看见那个台上那个摆那个样子小孩子知道是怎么回事了。
He also understood that the laying of the table means something good.
所以小孩子看看妈妈，看看客人。
He looked upon his mother and also the guests.
然后小孩子对妈妈说。
And then he said to the mother.
说妈妈，你不是说就不喜欢这客人来我们家吃饭吗
？Mother, did you not tell me once that you does not like these guests coming to our house?
这个做妈妈怎么办呢？
That is a very embarrassing occasion for the mother.
但是这么难听的话已经讲出来了，怎么办呢
？Because these words are no good to the ear, but it has been spoken.
做妈妈的，你说当时骂孩子一顿也不行啊。
So what should the mother do to scold the child?
或者向客人解释也不行啊。
Or to explain to the guests?
没有话好讲。
There is no way to interpret.
妈妈在这时候做了一件最聪明的事情。
The mother did a very wise thing in this embarrassing moment.
也只有这一件事好做了。
And only this thing can be done apparently.
孩子虽然讲了很难听的话。
She said, although the child said something bad.
妈妈好像没有听见一样，根本不理他。
The mother did not give him any attention as if she did not hear.
很多时候我觉得我们对待我们里边那个老我呢，也只有这一个方法。
On many occasions, in a similar way, we have to deal with our old nature in us.
那个老我在我们里边有很多的意见呢。
Because the old nature always give forth to a lot of meanings.
还有很多话要讲。
Many words to tell us.
他很多意见要表示。
Many opinions to show us.
我们怎么带他呢？
How are we going to deal with it?
你跟他解释？
Are you going to explain?
跟他辩论？
To debate with it?
把它当作死的来看。
The only way is to consider that it has died.
一个弟兄得罪我了。
There is one brother.
你们说他叫我做讲了一句讲了一件很错的事情，在背后毁谤我。
Who, for example, scolded me and reproved me because of a word that I said.
我他的解释完全不对啊。
His explanation may not be right.
我心里很不快乐。
I'm very unhappy.
我里面那个老我在那里说呀。
The old nature bubbles forth again.
他会讲，你不会讲吗？
The old nature will tell you that if he can scold you and rumor about you, why don't you do the same?
他可以毁谤你，你也可以毁谤他呀。
If he scold you before others, why don't you do the same?
到底是怎么办呢？
What are you going to do?
你跟你的老我辩论？
Are you going to debate with the old nature?
向他解释？
Explain to it?
保罗说把他当作死的来看。
Paul stressed that we have to consider that he has died.
叫罪身灭绝。
To regard that the old sinful body has been destroyed.
把他当作死的来看，好像给他一个没有表现的机会了。
To consider that it has died, that is to give no opportunity to its activity.
我们里面那个老我就如同这么样的一个已经灭绝的罪身一样。
So our old sinful body has died in this way.
我那个老我已经死了。
It has died perfectly.
但是它没有被毁掉，没有被除掉。
Although it is not yet completely destroyed.
如果它要被毁灭了，那我的生活就简单了。
Because if it has been destroyed completely, our life is simple.
那我就不需要挣扎了，我可以自然的就过一个100%圣洁的生活了。
There is no room for struggle, and I can live a perfectly 100% godly life.
但实际上不是如此。
However, the truth is not this.
我需要时刻的在主的面前挣扎。
I have to struggle in the presence of God continually.
我需要常常的来做这个毁灭罪身的这个工作。
So this is a continual daily process of trying to consider that our sinful body has died.
把我的老我当作死的来看它。
To regard that it has died.
让我向神可以活过来。
So that I can live to God.
叫我的罪身灭绝。
To regard that our sinful body has been destroyed.
叫我的一举一动能够有新生的样式。
And that our life and our deeds will carry the newness.
信了主了，是一个新的生活的开始。
After we have accepted our Lord Jesus, it is a new beginning of life.
我们要在主死的形状上与他联合了。
We have to be united with him in a death like his.
也在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Certainly in the same way to be united with him in a resurrection like his.
如此叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
In this way, in every aspect of our life, we have to live in the newness of life.
像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Like Jesus, having the power of the glory of God comes to life again.
让我们的生活能够归荣耀给我们的父。
So that our life will give forth glory to our heavenly Father. Let us bow in prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们满心的感谢你，因为你不单为我们成就了奇妙的救赎，而且你也能够叫你的生命在我们生活里面表现出来，让我们一举一动能够有新生的样式，可以在生活里面荣耀你。但是主啊，如果我们还没有在生命上和你联合，我们没有可能过一个新的生活的表现。求你这时候就亲自光照我们的心。如果今天在我们中间有人还没有清楚知道他的生命真的和主联合了，请你叫我们在这个时候明白我们心灵里面的需要，就在现在愿意对主说，主啊， 我愿意接受你，让你的生命进入到我的里面，我能够在死的形状上和主联合。接受主的人，亲爱的父，我们感谢你，借着你奇妙的恩典，你已经给了我们有新的生命。但是很多时候在生活之中，我们没有显出来一个新生的样式，我们没有真正能够在复活的形状上和主联合。我们承认我们的失败，求你赦免，也求主的复活的生命在我们的生活里边更真实的能够表现出来，让我们的一举一动真能够有新生的样式，叫荣耀可以归给你。亲爱的父，我们感谢你，因为你知道我们的心，你也听见了我们心里边向你的祷告，求你垂听，奉主耶稣的名。